him, Charlie. It was you. Remember that night in the garden you came down to my dressing room and you said, "Kid, this ain't your night. We're going for the price on Wilson." You remember that? My night. I couldn't have taken Wilson apart. So what happens? He gets the title shot outdoors in the ballpark. And what do I get? A one-way ticket to Palookaville. You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money. You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am, let's face it. It was you, Charlie.
Welcome to the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, Episode 7. It's almost June of 2006, and you might have noticed that it's been a while since my last podcast. I'm afraid things are going to have to change a little bit around here at the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare Corporation. I'm so swamped with work right now that I can't find any pockets of time to do these podcasts the way I want to do them. So after today's podcast, I'm going to do a few with very little chit-chat, so they might seem a tad dull by comparison. But I figure it's better to have something to put up for you to listen to rather than nothing. Well, it's Stanley Cup hockey season right now for all Canadians and all you hockey fans out there. So in honor of that festive time of year, I feature an older song of mine that was written at this exact time of year back in the Ray Bourque era. I was writing a pretty stupid lyric, as you're about to hear, about voyeurism, being honest and or dishonest with women, and, watching the final game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Surprisingly, this song was written without the aid of drugs or alcohol. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. It's not that well recorded, but hopefully we're cool enough with each other to let that go this time. So here is the
first song.
It's called Please Give Me Back My Pants.
Here I am, I'm watching you from afar, enjoying every moment apart. Oops, I'm lying, I really didn't mean what I said that time and maybe once before. Oh, please, let me see what you look like naked. That would be fun, 'cause I can see that you were sweet even from half a million feet from me. Love me to say that you forgive me.
yes, that ending. I ended the song a semitone flat intentionally.
Of course.
Because I saw it segueing right into another song called Sorry for Freaking Out, which was in the key of B, so it would have made a nice transition. Well, here's how it would have sounded. Anyway.
Here's some misplaced modulation. Here's another misplaced modulation. Here's another chord change. Hope you like the key change. Modulate now with this misplaced modulation.
Ah, yes, misplaced modulation theater. An experience you will write to your ombudsman about. I got lots of emails from people requesting Beatles songs to screw up, so I chose one of those requests. It was from Joe in South Carolina.
How you doing, Joe?
And the song is Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. The problem is, the song itself has enough weird chord movement to already simulate the bizarre effect of the misplaced modulations. So what I've decided to do here today is play just a small segment of the modulated version for you, and then at the end of the podcast, I'll play my actual correct version of the song. I enjoyed recording it so much that I decided to post it here for you anyway. That said, here is a small taste of Being for the Benefit of the Misplaced Modulated Mr. Kite on Misplaced Modulation Theater! How do you follow that?
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
How about with a brand new song? Now, of course, this isn't really a new song. I wrote this a good 3 to 5 years ago, but I've never recorded it, and I'm pretty sure nobody has heard it. So for all intents and purposes, this is a new song. And I'm sorry to say, it's probably not going to be a crowd pleaser, because it's one of the more oblique, complex things I've ever written. It's a song that has upwards of 3 different titles, and all of them fit the mood of the song perfectly. This is either called Killed by Cleats, or Finished Sauna Torture, or the most appropriate but least inspiring, The Night He Drowned Himself. This is a pretty dark, depressing song, but I honestly really like it. It's one of those songs I think you need to listen to a number of times before you know whether you like it or not. Lyrically, this is semi-autobiographical, but it's mostly about a guy I used to know who, being a late 40s family man, was discovered to have had a very dark secret life. When this all came out in the media, he left town and was on the run from the law. About 2 weeks after this, they found his car and his body in the bottom of a nearby lake. For him, it was better to die without having ever explained himself than to stand trial and have everybody's life ripped apart. Okay, is everybody feeling happy? Here is the hilarious new song, debuting to the world. It's called Killed by Cleats, or Finished Sauna Torture, and or The Night He Drowned Himself. Either way, this thing is destined to be a classic.
Long the story of of the death of the man who sat beside himself one night while he was sleeping with no one and no love. The night he drowned himself. Short, the mystery of a man shot to death by his own weapon and designed for his corruption. He sat back and laughed at the night he drowned himself. The night he drowned alone.
Well, assuming any of you are still listening, perhaps just Ian, Joe, and Kathy. Hey guys, how's it going? How about that Taylor Hicks? Anyway. To close the show today, the original untainted version of Mr. Kite from the Sgt. Pepper album. It was quite fun to try to replicate the original recording, but do me a favor, don't play my song up against the original, because it just doesn't hold a candle. It's pretty hard to compete with George Martin and that old Abbey Road technology. I had no tape loops to work with, and no beautiful tube consoles to record on, so this is a typically stale, modern-day MIDI version of the song. But at least it's not misplaced or modulated. But it was still fun panning everything crazy like they did in the mid-60s. Enjoy!
Challenge the world.
Thanks again. Take two. Well, thanks again for checking out episode 7. Like I said, in coming weeks, I'll have a few music-only podcasts until my schedule slows down a bit, probably after the summer is over. Send an email to iantanner@golden.net with any requests. And thanks, as always, for taking the time to check these things out. I really appreciate your support. Until next time, this is Ian Tanner signing off, saying
goodbye.